Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Almost 4 months since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, the U.S. territory is still reeling. Infrastructure has been destroyed. Much of the island is without power. Since the hurricane, more than 2,000 students who've fled Puerto Rico have enrolled in schools in Massachusetts. Members of the state's congressional delegation are pushing for more aid for the territory, and they toured the island 2 days ago to get an update on the recovery effort. The group of lawmakers included Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, happy to be with you this morning.
Tell us about where you went in Puerto Rico and what the conditions were like.
We first met with some of our state police who rotate into the island as needed, who were there really to do whatever was needed and primarily find themselves directing traffic because traffic lights still do not work as a result of the fact that the electrical grid is not fully functional. We went to a children's hospital in San Juan that deals with children that suffer from some of the most debilitating long-term illnesses, and they talked about the challenge of electricity. We went to visit with FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers. It's clear from their accounts that this has been a challenge like no other. They said the scale of this exceeds the combination of everything else they've ever had to deal with. We saw a wind farm that had been destroyed by the winds, the blades scattered across around the area, a solar array that had been virtually completely destroyed by the winds. We went to a community health center that has done extraordinary work providing health care to its residents, but still struggles with the absence and irregular nature of electricity and the lack of clean, drinkable water. So it was a very good trip to give us a feel for the challenges that the island faces. And it was clear from all of our visits, despite the heroic efforts of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers and others, but for those who have been living with this for well over 100 days, it is not fast enough.
You had certainly studied the situation before this trip, but once you were in Puerto Rico, what surprised you the most that you learned?
To read about homes without roofs is one thing, but as we were at the community health center, the woman there who leads it, we asked her, I said, well, what do people do at night, you know, given the fact that so many still don't have electricity? She sort of laughingly said, well, we all go to bed early. But the reality is people don't leave their homes. Many are still without any kind of roof at all. Some don't even have a door. So they stay in their homes simply to protect that which they have, that which they still have. And it's stories like that that, for me, make this tragedy so real.
Congresswoman, on Friday, in discussing the federal government's response to Maria, Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, said that Puerto Ricans who are, of course, U.S. citizens are being treated like second-class citizens. What are your thoughts on that?
Over and over again, we just saw that people having struggled with this as long as they have just feel that help has not come fast enough. While we should have gotten up and going much quicker in the near term, I think resources are coming to bear. But I certainly understand that feeling and think it's important that as we go back to Washington, you know, we come together and challenge our government to work to resolve some of the stumbling blocks that are really getting in the way.
What does Puerto Rico need from the president now?
What I think they need is an effort to understand that this island is worthy of all the investment that we as Americans make across our country, and that they deserve and we will demand that our president do that, this administration do as they should do by any American.
Would you be able to point to one dominant effort that should be the focus of the recovery from this point on?
Everything is rooted in electricity. And in the near term, just getting some form of power up in place. But in the long term, making sure that we rebuild in a way that is much more resilient and rooted in new technology.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Take care.
This is 90.9 WBUR.